Did you?
Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, and Ben Koch. And it's content. It's actual content now, not just reviews. We're actually doing shows again. So shout out the summer being gone.
Suck it, summer. Tonight? Suck
goodbye,
it.
Goodbye, summer.
Goodbye, my
friend. Goodbye, my friend.
So we spent the summer doing reviews. And now we're doing actual content, actual show stuff again. What are we doing today, Brendan? Introduce the people to yourself, because I feel like we haven't seen you in a minute.
It has been a little while. I'm back on the wagon, off the wagon. Yeah. That's not probably a thing to joke about. So we have a action-packed show, as always. I guess not as always, because it hasn't been action-packed lately. But we are going to do a rye-intensive show here tonight, because we will be in New Orleans this week. TJ will be, I will be for Florida State LSU. Ooh. And New Orleans happens to be the home of the famous Sazerac House, which is what Sazerac rye is named after. So we're talking
why
about
do you call it Sazerac?
Sazerac.
Sass. Like Sazer.
Like Sazer.
You say Sazerac. Does he say that, Ben? Am I crazy?
I have no idea what's going on.
Zastin Turnitin.
Bless you for that joke.
I'm guessing that was a sports reference.
Gibbons, I hardly know her.
Oh, gosh, that was terrible.
I panicked. I had nothing
great,
else.
So, great, Scott. Think of a better joke than that.
I can't think of anything more Reese better than that.
I'd give you an Armella and a leg for that joke.
I hate all of this. I keep going on this.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Washington, these jokes down the drain.
Or.
Ah, that's a good one.
Ben, it's an inside joke.
Sure. Sure.
Anyways.
I wasn't sure. So, I wasn't sure if he would get that. Would he?
This is great content, guys. I really think this is gonna.
I'm definitely clipping this and putting it on the 2x7 message board.
I doubt that he did. All right, let's get going back on track. Anyways, so we're going to talk a little Sazerac rye.
There you go. There you
we're
go.
Gonna do a little head to head. We're gonna try a new segment, a budget battle, where we put a couple of budget-ish items. Blah, 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 we need some imaging for it.
Budget battle.
Eddie, get on it, please. Make some imaging right now. But yeah, we're going to put some head-to-head rise against each other there, and then we will sample a special concoction that I made as well. So yeah, fun show.
How do you want to start? You want to talk about the history of the Sazerac House? You want to talk about New Orleans, why that was a major city, things like that.
Yeah, sure. So here's what Buffalo Trace is, and I'll see if you guys want to add to this, because I didn't do a whole lot of research on this. Wow. But I did copy and paste Buffalo Trace's Sazerac history. So the famed Sazerac Coffee House was founded in 1850 in Exchange Alley in New Orleans. Sounds like something from Harry Potter. And soon gained fame as, quote, America's first... Who changed it?
I'm wrong.
America's first cocktail.
That's not what it says on there. America's first cocktail, known as Sazerac. Using rye whiskey in place of the French brandy, a dash of Pochon, the bitters, and herbicide. Oh boy, this is not good podcasting. Would eventually became the official cocktail of New Orleans was created. The straight rye has a mellow spice and sweet. Oh, let's just talk about the rye. So, anyways, did you guys learn anything?
That was great.
From that?
That was great, Brendan. That was really good, man.
Cut all that out. Brendan, when we get to New Orleans, are you gonna try and go buy the Sazerac House?
Yes. Yeah, you guys are gonna bring me home a ton of Sazerac rye because I'm getting low. I only got two bottles left.
So it is apparently really easy to find Sazerac rye in that general area. You get at the Sazerac house, but just like, can't you just drive through and stop at like random liquor stores and it's everywhere in
and it's like super cheap, like really cheap.
So I have to say, I've been a little spoiled lately. Sazerac rye has been pretty readily available at my Sam's Club for like $24. I think it finally sold out, but like I had months of opportunities to go in and get a bottle, and I got like three just loaded up on it. It's such a good deal. Sorry.
Hard life.
First world problems.
Mm-hmm. I love Sazerac rye. We've talked about it. We've rated it well before. It is truly elite.
I think it's like the... Like, it's a great tater bottle. Like, it is worth it to me. It's like the worth the hunt.
I find the secondary price is not very high. Go ahead, Brendan.
I was gonna say, I find it to be like, we'll compare it to another budget-ish ride tonight, but like, I think it's just, it's really easy going for someone like you guys had me try this. It's super easy going to someone who's like kind of new into rye. It's fairly accessible. Like you have to do some hunting for it sometimes. Some places you don't, but it's affordable. It's consistent. Like it is just a damn solid rye. I was gonna say quintessential, but I stopped myself.
I like never see it down here. I do not see it in Florida, like or in Tampa often.
Really,
it's always at the Sam's in Brandon. It's always at the Sam's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can find a spot that'll have it consistently. You may not be able to go into every store and get it, but you can probably.
I'm a peasant shopper. I go to Costco. So
sad.
Sass. Yeah.
That's terrible. Thank you. Thank you.
So, what did we rate this when we rated it last time, Brendan?
So, we rated it as a. Ben gave it a 7.5. I gave it a 7.5, and TJ, being just the giant homer that he is, constantly gave it an 8. So cumulatively, the composite was a 7.6, which is really pretty damn good for us. That's usually kind of in the range of making to the big board. That's fairly close to like a definitive must buy.
Oh, it's a must buy because the secondary is not even that high on it. You can get the secondary for like $30. It's worth that. $35.
Yeah, this is definitely. Yeah, the problem is like finding. Like, I don't see it that often on secondary, just because you go and buy it for like 25, and then you ship it or something. I mean, you can't move it for.
You can't make any money on it.
Yeah, no one's really doing it. It's just
that's why I'm only finding it. It's great for Brendan.
We gave it all across the board 1.75. I think the accessibility is probably the only thing that dings it. But yeah, I mean that's a 1.75 out of 2 is pretty great.
Okay, so what we have tonight. For you folks, Brendan already alluded to it. We are going to battle budget bourbons. You guys excited for this?
I think it's actually going to be really good. These are like way different ryes, but they're going to be super competitive, I think.
So for the people listening, it is going to be one, obviously, Sazerac rye, and going against another great budgety, definitely a budget rye, that Old Forester 100 rye, which we've given a monster score to before as well. It is banger. I hardly know her. Schrader. I hardly know her. It's an offensive line joke again.
ST's jokes are terrible.
Sorry, I should have made the joke earlier.
I hate all of what's happening.
Let's not get sappy. We'll just get back to the. So, Old Forester has a composite score for us at 7.9. TJ and I were both at 8. Ben a little lower at 7.75. The trend. TJ's always the highest. Ben's always the lowest. But the value on that was
except for that 17-year-old crap you gave us that one time.
Yeah, sorry. I haven't given you guys a nice whiskey since then. I think you scarred me from it, to be honest.
Or then. It wasn't good there either, so.
I don't like what I'm hearing.
I don't hearing. Make that Brandon's the title, Eddie. Already. I don't hearing.
I haven't even had a sip yet.
Oh, Lord. All right, so let's put, we've done this before. We reviewed them before, but let's give quick tasting notes on the Sazerac first. Ben, you're the most coherent and non-hammered.
Agreed.
Just like you will be this weekend.
I haven't drank yet.
Yeah, well, your personality's hammered. Brendan, or Ben, whatever your name is. Let's get
it. What am I doing? Tasting notes?
Tasting notes on Sazerac.
Sazerac. It's like
citrus cream. Yeah, a lot of orange and citrus zest on the palate as well. A little bit of spice, but this is a 90 proof, like, easy drinking, you know, Saturday morning sipper. That's what I'm thinking.
Put it in your Cheerios. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not as, and we're talking about in general in comparison, like the Old Forester would be a little bit more vanilla in my head, but the Sazerac is all, it's all citrus, man. It's a citrus bomb.
It is a citrus bomb. We took the Sazerac to Disney.
Notre Dame FSU.
But we took this to Disney when we were just walking around the park and wanted to sip on whiskey. Yeah. It was a great choice.
Any time of the day.
Old Forester 100 as well, though, the other time, didn't we?
I'm pretty sure that was it.
Wow. You guys did a budget battle.
I think the Sazerac is a great 90 proof bottle. Like, it's, I would say it's almost like the 90 proof bottle to beat in my head. And we're not going to talk about that. You know, it's getting a little too deep. But
that sounds like content for another day, potentially. Yeah. The best
to meet their so good. To meet their own.
Ah, damn it! That was the only one left. I was holding up for later. I was going
to
say too much.
Oh no! That was the last one. Thank you, Lord. And how you start, it's how you finish, boys. All right. For TJ Pittenger, let's move to the Old Forester. Brendan, talk to us about the Old Forester.
So Old Forester
100.
100 rye. Wow. Yep, the 100 rye. It's become a little bit harder to find. There's been a resurgence of it in Tallahassee recently after it was gone for a while. Market Square Liquor has it at like $23 right now. I saw the ABC for $26. It used to be like $21, $22. It's gone up a little bit more as I think Old Forester tries to do more with the rye game. I think some of what would be allocated to that 100 proof is going, or the 100 proof rye is going into some of their like single barrel rye stuff they're working on. So anyways, a great bottle, a little twist off. We love it. Yeah. Really, really one of the better budgety bourbons that we've tried. On the nose for me, that little bit extra proof does give it some more density. Almost kind of like a little bit of like a comparatively like a coffee-ish creamy kind of. There's still the spice, there's still that rye, cinnamon and clove and all those baking spices.
There's so much sweetness here too,
brown sugar,
and it's so rich, like a brown sugar, almost like a glazed donut, you know.
So vanilla to me,
so vanilla. In comparison, you know, with the spice up against something double oaked or whatever, then but it's such a very vanilla, very sugar bomb in comparison.
It's also, I remember it being a lot darker. Like, if you look at it in the glass, I have
substantially darker.
Yeah, I have so much less in my bottle, so that's hard to tell. But just in the glass, man, like, the vanilla comes through, I assume, just because it's a darker, you know, more oak, more wood situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a creamy coffee, like vanilla cream, and this is just very...
I think I know what I like better.
Very friendly. I mean, the nose on the Old Forester rye I liked a little bit better on the flavor profile for me. I know we're jumping ahead here, but might as well, because I think it's pretty open and shut to me. I like the Old Forester rye a decent deal better.
TJ?
So, one sec.
Wow. Yeah, the Old Forester rye to me is just, it's so rich. Again, for like, this is only a $23 bottle, pretty available, man. It's very friendly, very easygoing, not boring at all, though. It's excellent.
Yeah. I think I would lean the Old Forester here. I love both of these, and this is really, really tough. These are two of the highest rated things that we've done. I think it is totally acceptable to say, like, kind of what you're in the mood for. That's what she said. But I think that the Sazerac is perfect for a lower proof. Maybe you're outside, maybe you're on the golf course, maybe you're walking around Disney, whatever, right? Perfect for that. Tailgates. Maybe. Sazerac's perfect for that because it packs so much flavor in a 90 proof, but it's also light and does a really, really good job of not weighing you down. Now, it's still a 90 proof liquor, so it's, you know, big enough if you're on a tailgate or on the golf course or whatever. What the Old Forester does well is that it is warmer, heavier, thicker, denser, more vanilla, more comforting. as we move into fall, as we leave some, like, ooh, I don't know. In the middle of summer, it's Sazerac. Leaving, you know, summer, going into fall, going to winter, it's Old Forester. Probably head-to-head, I like the Old Forester better just because it's a little bit more flavor, a little higher proof. But, like, you just really can't go wrong. So I'll go Old Forester, but I feel like I'm picking between Brian and Elena. So Elena went. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he chose one. He chose someone. So.
Real quick before Ben goes, TJ mentioned the Old Forester 100 as a perfect, like, fall, winter companion whiskey. And that's such a great call. Last time I think I really got into this and drank this was Thanksgiving this past year. We were out of town. We stayed at a house that had a bonfire pit, and it was nice and chilly out. I got really, really, really loaded on Old Forester 100 rye.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah, I think I'm jumping on the train with you guys.
It's a sweep. It's a sweep.
I do think it's a sweep. The only reason I say that is one, the seasonality of these two whiskeys is very true. Also, I don't know if I'm usually going to be sipping a $25 whiskey in general. Like, I have, like, things that are, like, a little bit nicer, so I'd probably drink my other products neat before, like, going here. And so I like the extra proof when I'm making a mixed drink. Like, the Old Forester 100 Rye and Old Fashioned is incredible. Like, it is a game changer of a mixer. And I don't feel bad mixing it because it's literally like $25. So I have to be this is sweep. This is sweep here. I like this.
It's really, really good. But honestly, if we were doing this in like the middle of June, I might go with the Sazerac. Just thinking about like how hot it is.
Yeah, 4th of July. I'm grabbing Saz.
But we're leaving summer right now. We're into fall. Like, football has kicked off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Old Forester football.
There can only be one master mono of the two. And so
I hate all whatever's happening.
It'll be Old Forester.
Worst.
If you don't like it, you should Aguay go out it go.
Oh, damn. That joke just didn't fit, Gerald.
Damn it, he's going too fast for me. I can't keep up.
You're hammered. All right. So Old Forester wins. Old Forester gets it. Old Forester gets the win.
Yeah, man, it's so good. I love that bottle. So
it is
good.
I get
another bottle of these. I need to get one of these. I just don't have it. I need to get one of these.
I've got this much. Okay, so we'll have to follow up here. But is it back there? Can you see it? No, it's on
the other
side. TJ, by the way, you really put a dent in that bottle.
Yeah, that bottle is.
My goodness. You know why that dent is in the bottle?
Harvey,
I like your joke. That's what's aging right now in my barrel.
Oh, is that a little foreshadowing?
Yeah, might have to do that soon. It's been a few months. I think it's time to pull that out of there.
Want to ruin an elite bottle, you pour it into a tiny wooden barrel that you have in your garage.
Well,
that you pull your car into every day.
No, it's idling. It's in the house. It's in the house.
In the summer time too. In Tampa, Florida. Yeah, it's a great.
That's gonna make it better. That's what's gonna make it better.
That wasn't the summertime, guys. Please,
summertime is finally here.
So, speaking on that.
Speaking on what?
We have a little something from Mr. Sinone
that
we're going to review tonight.
It's Brendan's special drink.
Speaking of taking another good whiskey and ruining it with a little wooden box.
Going to love it after the barrel.
I don't get it.
Yeah, that's because you've been coopered up all day. You don't even know what you're doing.
Tafasi.
The amount of inside football this is, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I feel like I'm living in a psych ward right now. All right, let's.
Ben, don't be such a dick.
Oh, rest in peace.
No idea what's going on.
Gainer, I barely know
her. Damn, I had that one bookmarked for later.
Well, you had dicks, so I was like, ah, linebacker. Here we go. Oh, man.
Farmer, I hardly know her.
Oh, Lord. All right. Let's not rob and send Ben any more of his time.
Next verse, please. Warner, I hardly know her.
This is a nightmare. This is a nightmare.
TJ had his grand aspirations of cutting this up into singular episodes. There's no way it's going to make sense.
This is Double Fries No Slaw podcast. Special episode of Double Fries No Slaw during after dark.
All right, let's bring it back to center here. Briggs back to center. Yeah.
Anyway, right. Brendan, are we drinking something terrible?
Yeah, we are. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, speaking of ruining something wonderful, so TJ's ruining an Old Forester 100 rye.
Yeah.
I'm ruined.
Already.
I'm actually really proud of this. I will be totally honest with you guys. I think this, I don't know if it made it better, but it made it interesting. And it was a Sazerac rye. Now you're going to see the color difference. Potentially I'm going to show this up here. We'll see if the light shows it. It doesn't really make it. You can't see that much, but they are very different color. And that's because the one I finished, several layers of it. I'll go over to the process with it, but this basically was a Cabernet finished rye. A little bit of a process. Are you guys interested in hearing the process?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what? I would love to take the next 15 minutes to describe it in detail.
We'll do it quickly after I make another FSU player pun.
Do you have a roster up? Because that's cheating.
That's not right.
Oh, that's cheating. I've had the thing up.
Well, you were doing better than me. I need some help there. All right.
Oh, geez. What a nightmare. This.
I got this beauty, Sonnone Whiskey. My wife
speak
got
English.
Me.
If you're going to do this.
What?
Speak English.
English.
If you're Gino.
Oh, Gino English. I thought, am I stammering? Am I slurring drunk already? So I got this 1 liter barrel. It's charred from my wife for Christmas. So I did some seasoning with it. And for people at home, if you have a barrel that you get to put whiskey in, it's really recommended to like the first whiskey you put in there, you want to probably do like a pretty crappy one. Because it's going to absolutely ruin it. The woody charredness of that fresh barrel is going to totally, especially when it's smaller. Like this is only a liter. It's going to totally obliterate whatever you put in there. So I did like, first you got to put in some water, hot water, and have the wood stretch out. That's what she said. And then you put in, then you put in bourbon.
Stretch the wood out.
In this case, for a liter, I think about 4 to 6 weeks. If it's going to be a bigger, like 2 liter or even like some, if some people are doing like 4 liter ones, some giant ones, like it's gonna be a little bit longer than that, like closer to 2 months. But I put in
how
a combination.
How large can you stretch this wood out, Brendan? That's what everyone's wondering. How large? How much can you stretch it out?
We already had a Tay Woody joke, so I'm not going to partake now. Parchment, I barely know him. So, anyways, I put it in basically a bunch of whiskey that I was totally fine parting ways with. It was whatever was left in my Willet pot still, because I just wanted to get this bottle free. So that, and the juice in it is pretty abysmal. It's pretty awful. Yeah, it's not good at all. I was going to say average, not even close to average. Some 3-chord in there as well, because I knew I'd be doing with a wine finished one. And ooh. I took some different notes. I don't know where the notes are now, but initially, like, it was awful altogether. It didn't blend well. And then, like, after a few weeks, like, it put in the wood with some of the char, made it a little bit better. But ultimately, it was a bottle that, like that conglomeration did not come out very well. So anyways, after 6 weeks, I decided to put in Cabernet. It was 14 hands cab, which is like $8 or so at Publix. So nothing too expensive. It's a bottle and a half. And it's a decent cab for the price. Put that in there for another, I think 6 weeks. Yeah. I put it in March 6th, sit in there through April 19th. And then I decided I want to do a combination of Old Forester 1920 and Old Forester 1910. So I did 1915. I kind of rounded out the difference to finish it off. Like there's a little bit of space left. And I put in Old Forester 100 as well, which we like. Old Forester 100 bourbon, not the rye. So I thought the idea of like the 1915, which is higher proof, but then also has that toastiness as well from the toast finish in the 1910 would go well with the wine finish. But guys, I was wrong. I put it all, I emptied it out in here. I should have given you a sample of it in this Willet pot still bottle. Basically, the juice that was in there for only about 10 days, like it got super, super dark and concentrated from the barrel aging process. both the barrel and then the Cabernet. The nose was really good. It was really interesting in my opinion. Like I thought it was custardy and sweet, but a little bit of berries as well. But the flavor was gross. Like it was just way too sweet. The combination of what I think was already going to be a sweet bourbon with the toastiness with the sweet red wine, way too sickly sweet. It was undrinkable. At like the first day when I bottled it, like thought it was okay. Let's see how it settles in. Within a week or so, it was gross.
It hadn't turnered the corner yet.
Oh, damn. That was a good one. So I had decisions to make, right? I was like, I put all this time into this barreling process and I ruined like 1915, which is a great blend by itself. So I said, all right, what can I do to
make 1915 with that?
I did. I ruined 1915.
Are you hearing what he's saying?
We already
right
did
now?
A herring one.
Jeez.
Sorry.
I can't believe you put 1915 in there and we're like, oh, I'm gonna make this better.
I thought it would be interesting, Ben. I thought it would like I didn't think I was gonna make it better. I thought it'd make
you
it
should
interesting.
Just do a Pappy 25. Just buy a bottle of Pappy 23, throw it in a wood box for 2 years, and be like, oh yeah, this is worth it.
This isn't the
best decision I made.
It's not the first like nice bottle I've ruined. I think I did a Henry McKenna 10 with like a maple syrup finish.
What are you doing, man?
Oh, so anyways, crap. I had a bunch of Sazerac rye from the Sam's Club. And I was like, you know what? I think just based on what the wine did to the bourbon, I think a rye would hold up better to it. I think a little bit of the spiciness would probably go well with the sweetness. It's something that could be like, even though the Sazerac rye is already fairly sweet, like it wasn't as brown sugar bomby as like the 1915 would be. So I was like, let's see how that works. After about, I think 5 or 6 days, I tried a little bit of it. I said, you know what? This is actually pretty excellent. And I bottled the Sazerac rye. So this is a long story short. This is a rye.
That is the understatement I've ever heard in my life.
Good Lord.
Has it been
I was going to say, I feel like I've been on a hill for 2 years.
Oh, boy.
Rodney.
Oh, Destin Hill is what I thought we were doing.
Oh, I was going Rodney, yeah.
Sorry. So anyways, all right. So this is a ride that's going to
in the car.
Right. That joke was always destined to.
Oh, that was a good one. That was amazing.
So, all right.
Best two of the night.
I'm almost done. This is a rye that is finished with a toasted bourbon blend as well as a Cabernet Sauvignon. So that's it. That's what
if you want a sample of this, email Brendan
email Brendan for the story.
Brendan Ruins Whiskey at hotmail.us.
Yeah. Be Sinone at Knowles247.com. Period.
Period.
Just title Samps, please.
Thomas Wood. Asked if I ruined Henry McKenna 10. Yeah, man, I screwed up. Yeah. I screwed up big time.
Idiot. Freaking idiot.
I'll grant you that. Or grant you that. Sorry. Slip of the tongue.
I'm going to love it.
Oh, that was Ben's in on it. Yeah.
I hate everything.
But do you like this bourbon, whiskey, rye?
Love it. Your closet.
That was
not
a joke. You love it.
Closet.
You got a little too greedy with your jokes there, Ben.
No.
Woo! Everyone is just like, whew.
Best episode ever. Smells good.
Worst episode ever. Easily.
Probably worse. Yeah,
easily.
Probably worse.
0 out of 10.
Yeah.
Zero out of 10.
If we were ranking this like a liquor, this would be a Wells. Like this would be like well liquor. Wells.
Liquor.
Bless this pod.
I hardly know her.
We used bless early. That's cheating. Okay, so what do you think about the nose on this, Ben? Let's get into rating the thing now that Ben
garbage.
Described it for 45
garbage.
Minutes.
The nose is garbage. It's like if I poured maple syrup in a toasted finish.
That's not what happened whiskey, at all. There's no maple syrup in this.
Ben. And then I poured red wine. Yeah.
Ben,
to me,
the hell,
sweetness. Ben. It's all sweetness. So it's like...
Are we doing this seriously now?
This is poor man's midwinter.
Thank you.
Actually, that is what the nose is. The nose is really nice. Do you not? You really don't like the nose? Okay, we're back to serious. I won't do any more football puns.
Yeah,
you
right. Can,
Do one more. Let's get it all out of our system right now.
It's all out. We've done it. We did it.
I think we tied. The Destin Hill collab at the end was.
Is Ben being like kind of frosty right
my
now?
Cup was, cold? My cup was. My cup was nearing the top when we had started this, but now it's so much fuller than it ever was before.
Are you drinking from your saucer? Is that what you're saying? No one will get that joke. No one will get that joke.
Okay. Ben, it looks like your glass is almost empty. Do you need to toe a filly it up?
No, I don't need to toe a filly it up.
You are just a little ray of sunshine, Ben.
Anyway.
So this.
Oh, God. Mark Easton. Okay. The noses. Let's just do the ratings. Let's not go through all the notes and everything. Let's do the ratings.
We're actually going to rate this thing?
Yeah.
I think it's delightful. Like, I think this is actually good.
Nose out of 2, 1.25.
Oh.
I was going to go 1.5.
There you go.
I was going to go 1.5. But I'm a homer.
Yeah, I think it's a very above average nose. Very creamy. Palette,
this is a 2. 2 out of 4. Okay. There's like literally nothing but sweetness. Oh, okay. Here.
It is very, very sweet. I'm going to go 1.
Outrageously sweet.
7.5. It's slightly below. It's too sweet for my preference.
Very sweet. And it's 90 proof. Imagine just drinking like sugar water.
Yeah, I like that. 2.5.
2.5. Holy crap.
Slightly above average. I like this. Finish, Brendan.
0.5. It's pretty. I mean, there's a little bit of bite there, I guess, from being in the woodiness little bit longer, but 0.5.
Bite?
It's like woody. It's like wood tannins.
Give me a good wood bite. Everyone likes those. I'm going to go 0.25 on the finish. It's garbage.
We're going 0.5. Although, when I go back to the nose, man, the nose is really good. I might go 1.75.
The nose is like what actually excites me about it. Like, I think the nose is actually really good.
Yeah, the nose is really good. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'll go 0.5 here.
It's definitely cohesive.
It's not super complex. It's just super sweet.
0.5.
Okay. Going into value, Ben is at a 6 out of 8.
Oh,
I'm just going to say 4 out of 8.
Well, let's see. Let's look at what went into this.
How much did this wood barrel cost?
I got it for Christmas, probably about $75 or something. Like that. 50, I don't know. So that okay. All right, then
how much is the wine? How much wine did you put in there?
About $15 worth.
Okay.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, okay. So you got the wine. $15. No. How big is the bottle or big is the barrel?
It's only 1 liter.
Oh, okay. So you had to buy like 2 bottles. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're there. Plus the bottle of
all the whatever, like what I used to season bucks. It, all that trash. So
we're like $130
there.
$130 for this bottle. Yeah.
And then we're not done. Then the 1910,
1920. Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't all of it. And then, because I used Old Forester 100 to split it. And then the Sazerac Rye bottle and a half.
$300 bottle.
This is elite, man. Value, 7. Value is.
But think about how much fun I had doing it and the great content that came out of this.
How long did it take you to do that?
Or we could do
about 4 months.
Yeah, give me a
4 months. Okay, that makes sense.
Just give me a 1 on this. At the end of the day, 1 it's value.
Jeez, yeah. Point 0.1. I'm going to 0.1 here. 0.1.
Yeah, we're going 0.25. You can't do that. Sorry, round up.
Okay, 0. Brennan?
1. I had fun doing it. I wouldn't do it again.
Yeah. So I'm at a 6.25. Wow. Brennan's at a 5.25, and Ben is at a 4.25. Aggregate there is going to be 5.25 because we all have the same.
Put on the big board. Put it on up there.
This is on the
$300 bottle. $300 bottle that started as a $20 bottle. It's good. Glad that was good money. What a return on investment we got there.
It's it's more about the experience.
Yeah, Ben. Sure. You wouldn't know about that.
You've never had an experience in your life.
No.
Yeah, never had one of those. Let it be a part of one someday.
Pursuits and purchases, Brendan. What you got?
All right. Well, speaking of finished
my quotes, you don't get them.
Finished bourbons. No, it's the office. I got it. It was good. It just wasn't that funny.
That was really good.
We really should stick to FSU football player puns.
Yeah, garbage.
Anyways, I got from Sealbacks. I like Starlight Distillery a lot. I've enjoyed their bourbon single barrel selection before. They have had some funky finished stuff before that didn't turn out very well. This I liked a lot. It was a bourbon whiskey, at least 4 years old, finished in a Bordeaux, so classy, Bordeaux wine barrel, which, you know, ooh, we're going to New Orleans and the EAU is very prominent over there. So
EAUX.
Yeah, EAUX. So
let's go.
So this is 109 proof. It's got decent proof. The nose is really pretty on it. A lot of brown sugar vibes and sweetness in this, but not quite as sickly sweet as the Sazerac $300 bottle that I worked on earlier. So yeah, that was my pursuit and purchase. I wanted something with a Bordeaux. God, I'm so not classy. A Bordeaux finished whiskey for a while. It was offered up on Sealbacks. I jumped on it right away. So yeah, that was my pursuit and purchase, and I'm happy with it.
I want to make one more pun, but Ben might get mad. I tried.
No.
I didn't pursue or purchase anything. I was gifted a bottle at the tailgate. I wish Brendan would have slid by the tailgate. But shout out my guy Mitch. Shout out my guy FSU Mitch. Does FSU Mitch follow you, Brendan?
I don't know.
Mitchell Knoll. No life.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking it up, but if he's giving you bottles of whiskey, not me, he's dead to me.
Sorry, my man was very happy that Bill King moved on from Newburgh, and he brought me a bottle of Kentucky Owl Confiscated at the tailgate on Saturday. So, Ben, you coming over to try some of that in a minute?
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute and a half.
Ben sounds like he's lions about that.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I have nothing to say. I'm not arguing this one.
Arguing? Good.
That's
Jamarcus arguing. Love that one.
I knows what you're doing, and it's not funny. Ben, you got any pursuits or purchases before we get out of here?
Ben's
straight off the thing.
No, I don't have much.
Ragged Ben Ranch.
Oh, I am going to be pursuing and purchasing some Elijah Craig barrel proof barrel picks next week. Tommy's got two coming out, and so I think we're going to swing down there and pick a couple up, because Tommy's picks are usually pretty solid. So we'll grab those. So I'll be running down to Corona Cigar in Tampa.
Love me some Tommy picks at Corona Cigar. All right, boys, we will be back next week. Yes. I don't know what we're doing yet. I've got some
find
ideas.
Out.
We'll be around.
Some ideas, but we'll be here. We'll be doing things. We'll be drinking. We'll be enjoying each other's company.
We'll see.
Hey, check us out on social media. It's Bourbon on a Budget everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening to this later on, go to YouTube. Subscribe to Bourbon on a Budget. We would certainly appreciate that. We're going to do a lot more on YouTube this fall. For Brendan Sinone, Ben Cock, and TJ Pittenger, appreciate you guys for hanging out. Cheers.
Cheers.
Estes.
Cheers. For myself, Ben.
Wow, that was a powerful ending.
I really just think Ben's green with envy over these puns.
Rodemaker.
I need y'all to bow down to me.